Now time for locker room chat with Riverside Girls and basketball coach Craig Burns after a couple games from last week. Coach, we'll start off with the good news that Jefferson West, you guys won that one 58-36. Your overall thoughts on the win?
You know, we came out, we had a good ball pressure. We had good energy, especially after what happened earlier in the week. So I was real pleased with the effort. Turned out with the victory, so good deal.
Yeah, absolutely. What were some things offensively that were kind of going right, Taylor? A pretty solid game.
Well, I think we, you know, you probably hear me talk about it all year. When we play with good pace, we seem to it helps her, you know, kind of beat the double team and things of what all the teams are trying to put up against her, like Diamond. Two and things like that. So when we play at pace, you know, it kind of helps that out. We were able to do that against Jefferson.
And then after that tough one at Hiawatha, falling 46-42, what were some things that weren't quite going right for you guys?
Well, you know, they kept us off balance with their, you know, they do like a half court zone press, a little half court press. And then they mix it up with the full court press. So they kind of kept us off balance. And then, once again, we missed shots, turnovers. So just some things we just have to work on, iron out. And we'll do that. We'll get there.
And with that pressure at half court and full court pressure, was that kind of throwing your guys' rhythm off in your half court offense?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's exactly what happens. It just kind of slows us down enough that, you know, I know probably you playing sports, once you're in rhythm and you're in a flow, you know, you just let it go. You know, that's why I try to tell players. When we're playing with pace, you can just see the difference. Everybody's attacking, everybody's shooting, but then, you know, when we got a slow flow, it just kind of, it's a grind out game. You have to kind of change your mindset, really. When you get into a game like that, you have to get into I get my open shot, I need to take it, take it with confidence, and don't think about it. You know, it's the same thing, but the game is just a little bit slower. You know, you get the open shot, but, you know, take it with confidence and knock it down. So, just a learning experience like every loss is.
And Coach, after dropping two of your last three, the next two of your next three are at home, trying to finish strong. How are you guys trying to turn things around and get back on the right track?
Yeah, well, we'll get it today at 3:45 when we step into the gym after this loss. There's some things the assistants and I talked about right after the game, you know, that we saw. And that's what we kind of do anyway after game, kind of what was the good, what was the bad, and then try to make a plan for our next game. So we came up with some things pretty quick that we're going to work on, and we will apply them in our next couple of games. So we had some good defensive players, you know, that stepped up that I've been kind of waiting for. The whole year. And at the beginning of the year, we had a player that constantly gets foul trouble, but she was able to play some good one-on-one defense without fouling. So we were glad to see that. So we will build on that and then apply it in our games that we have left.
Absolutely. Get a little bit of time off, though, too, which will be nice. Don't have to play Friday. You guys get to play next Tuesday at home against Holton. Coach, best of luck against the Wildcats, and thanks so much for joining us here today.
Yes, thank you for what you do for Northeast Kansas Sports. Appreciate it.
That was Riverside Girls Head Basketball Coach Craig Burns here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Euler Law and Euler Dentists. Stay tuned, because coming up next, we talk to Riverside Boys Head Basketball Coach Tyler Herbster.